USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured, 2 of those were in critical condition, and 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A storm in the Caribbean has now been upgraded to Tropical Storm Gordon, and it's moving towards the southeastern United States, already affecting the Florida Keys, according to Dennis Felchin at the National Hurricane Center.
And those tropical storm conditions are expected within portions of the central Gulf Coast warning area by late Tuesday. Right now, Tropical Storm Gordon has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening during the next 48 hours is forecast.
A tropical storm warning has been posted for the area from the Alabama-Florida border to eastern Louisiana. Anti-violence protests expected to hit the streets of Chicago today. Police there preparing as demonstrators are expected to disrupt traffic to and from O'Hare International Airport. The protest being led by the Reverend Gregory Livingston, who is part of the same group that shut down Lakeshore Drive on the 2nd of August. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former reality star turned former White House official Omarosa Manigault Newman recorded just about every conversation she had while she worked at the White House. That's according to Axios, which reports Manigault Newman used a personal phone to record her talks with staffers, the Trump family, and other officials. She supposedly did it to have a reference later on to cover herself in case something ever came up. She was later fired and wrote that tell-all book about her time at the White House, and could have as many as 200 recordings to back up what she wrote. A White House fence jumper is in custody of the Secret Service, which says the man jumped over the fence at the White House at about 8 o'clock last night. His identity has not been released. The bishop who emceed Aretha Franklin's funeral on Friday is apologizing. That after he was accused of groping pop singer Ariana Grande on stage during the event. Bishop Charles H. Ellis III put his arm around Grande and seemingly rested his hand on the side of her chest after she performed Franklin's hit Natural Woman. He also jokingly told her he thought Ariana Grande was something served at Taco Bell restaurants. He's also apologized for that remark. Reminding you again that we're not just on the radio, we're also online. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.